وعن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه خطب يوم الجمعة فقال في خطبته: We are still in this chapter that we should not eat or have any odor smell on us or from our mouth when we come to the masjid. Our mouth must be clean, clothes must be clean, and in fact we should use itar and have a good smell. Eating garlic, onions, leek, etc., these things that cause raw onions, etc., and gives off a bad odor, we should not eat that and in that condition come to the masjid. This narration is from Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he gave khutbah on the day of Jumu'ah, and in that khutbah he said these words: ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ تَأْكُلُونَ شَجَرَتَيْنِ. Then, you people, in his khutbah, he said that you are eating two types of things from trees. مَا أَرَاهُمَا إِلَّا خَبِيثَتَيْنِ, which I consider to be of foul smelling. It hasn't got a good smell. Al-basal wa-thum, onions and garlic, and in that falls everything else, cigarettes, etc. Today, unfortunately, we have to mention even dacha, other things. If a person takes that and he comes to the masjid, then that is not correct. لَقَدْ رَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And I've seen with my own eyes that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا وَجَدَ رِيحُهُمَا مِنَ الرَّجُلْ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ أَمَرَ بِهِ. That when somebody had that smell and he was in the masjid, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should give this order, فَأُخْرِجَ إِلَى الْبَقِيدِ. And then he was given the order to take him out of the masjid and take him out as far as Jannatul Baqi. Today the masjid has become very big and it is almost joined to Jannatul Baqi. But in that day, the Qabristan was far from the masjid. He was taken so far away that that smell they could not be tolerated. فَمَنْ أَكَلَهُمَا فَلْيُمِدْهُمَا طَبْخًا. Whoever wants to eat it should remove the smell of it by cooking it. Cooked onions is no problem. Cooked garlic is no problem. The raw, the smell that comes from that, and perhaps we don't take notice of it. But the malaika also don't like it, and people of pure and clean nature, like Hadrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a very clear nature he had. He could not tolerate this. A Muslim is one whose body emits a pleasant fragrance. Muslim is that person that always his body should emit a pleasant fragrance, especially when he presents himself at the masjid. He should remove any clothing which is soiled or which emits a foul odor. For example, also, if it was raining and a person came to the masjid and he had something on, a jersey, a jacket or something, and it got wet. When it's wet, it gives off a smell. So he should remove it outside, in the foyer or somewhere, and not come in the masjid with it, where it will cause that smell. When something is wet, it gives off also a stench, a smell. He should avoid that also. Ulama have stated that a person with a foul-smelling odor may be removed from the masjid. In other words, the people who are in charge of the masjid, they can give the order that he must be removed. And similarly, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that don't let mad people come in your masjid. Don't let children come in the masjid. Children who do not have understanding. Because they start playing here, a mad person will do all funny things in the masjid. So there is a right to prevent people with a proper reason from coming to the masjid. If somebody has smoked like that, and a drunk person, for example, It's the right of the mutawallis that they don't allow such a person, because everyone's namaz will be upset and the ibadat will be upset. Similarly, any person who disturbs the peace of the masjid by speaking loudly, arguing and shouting may also be removed from the masjid, because the masjid is not meant for all this. The masjid is meant for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Islam encourages unity through mutual respect. We should have respect for one another, and we should also remember that every type of unity is not considered good. Like, for example, if all the crooks have to unite, they will cause much more harm. If they share their plans, all the tricks they know and all the plans, they will cause much more harm. But unity, that unity is so desired, which is based on mutual respect, which is based on the laws of Allah Ta'ala. If somebody wants to break the law of Allah, we can't unite with him. We can't make friends with Shaitan. We can't make friends with our nafs. They order us bad things. So we have to unite with those who order the right things of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mutual respect and consideration for the well-being of others. Those who are in charge of the upkeep of a masjid should ensure that it remains clean and in a pleasant state for worship. That is important. And for that reason, it is good for the mutawallis of the masjid, who are responsible for the cleanliness of the masjid, to occasionally use the toilet facilities of the masjid, not just at homes, occasionally, so that they can just have an inspection, whether the toilets are clean, whether the wuzu khana is clean, or somebody must be appointed to see to it. Especially when there is an occasion like a jor, an ijtima, a jalsa, when the toilets are used by a number of people, then we should try and appoint somebody to clean it regularly. So the toilets must be clean, wuzu khana must be clean, the masjid must be kept clean. All these are important points. Subhanallah.